stepping away from the state capitol, actually stepping to the other side of the river. Want to welcome in from the West Baton Rouge Chamber, Anna Johnson, and from ExxonMobil, Rory DeNicola. Welcome. How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're good. We are energized this morning.
Completely. There's a lot to be, there's a lot to have that pep about this morning for sure. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about ExxonMobil, and let's talk a little bit about West Baton Rouge and this partnership and connection.
Yes, yes. So just want to talk a little bit about some opportunity we have ahead this year. Last year, we introduced an innovative suite of projects, and one of those is in West Baton Rouge. We love the West Baton Rouge side with Anna. She's our connection over there. And we have an investment that we are potentially bringing to the West Baton Rouge, over $100 million with 9 potential jobs to our Port Allen lubricants plant. So real excited about that. It's a new resins, something that's state of the art in this new energy transition. So something exciting to bring.
The innovation suite, what goes into that? I like the name of it, but what does it do?
I know. It's something different. Instead of just saying a project, we came up with a different type of title. So it was 3 projects, 2 in East Baton Rouge, 1 in West Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. So there was the 2 in East Baton Rouge was isopropyl alcohol unit, something that's a very pure way to clean microchips. Something you don't think about. It's like 99.999% pure. That was one of the projects over there. And then, like I said, the project over in West Baton Rouge. And then there's a potential advanced recycling that we can bring to East Baton Rouge as well.
We've talked about advanced recycling before. For a refresher, what is advanced recycling?
Advanced recycling is what we call circular plastic. So it's basically bringing plastic back to its molecular level. You can it's not replacing mechanical recycling. It's taking plastic and bringing it back to basically what's called virgin plastic, and you can reuse it and reuse it. If you can imagine, there's companies that want to have that stamp of recycled plastic, mm-hmm. and that's what we're meeting that demand. We have a Baytown facility that's already doing that. It's a wonderful collaboration in Houston where the businesses, the city, the community all buys in, and so we're looking to bring that to Baton Rouge. And that's part of this innovative suite of projects.
I'm doing this off of memory, so I might faceplant here. But if I recall, advanced recycling opens up more types of plastics to be recycled, correct?
Exactly. It's taking that you take and just put all plastics in it, and it's you can, at the facility, they're going to sort and do what they want to do with the plastic mm-hmm. versus me trying to say, oh, can I do this? Can I do that? Nope, I don't have to worry about it. We just put all the plastics in, and it goes, and it takes care of it itself.
Anna, let's bring you in here a little bit. Talk from the West Baton Rouge side about the partnership with ExxonMobil.
Yeah, so Exxon's been a huge supporter of West Baton Rouge, the community, the chamber as a whole. And so when they approached us about the innovation suite, we were on board. You know, you have to look at all the factors that it's going to bring into the community. And one of those things is jobs, it's revenue. It's an investment in West Baton Rouge. So, I mean, that looks good. It looks attractive, and it makes our state look attractive when other businesses are looking to come here. And so, you know, they've done so much for our community in terms of helping with schools, small business, things of that nature. So, I mean, it was an easy yes for us. So we're excited. I mean, the innovation suite, they're trying new things, and who wouldn't want to be a part of the pilot of that?
Working with let's keep with a couple of things that have already gone down before we get to some of the opportunities that are in front of us here. Working together is not just a matter of finding new jobs, although that's probably the biggest part of it, right? That's what we're all here for.
Sure.
But the logistics that go into it. Walk us through a little bit of the behind the scenes of, you know, finding land, making sure things are the right fit from everything from we have this plot of land that serves this in this and this way, you know?
Well, for this project, we were very fortunate that it's going to go in our existing footprint at our Port Allen lubricants plant. So for this project in West Baton Rouge, it's already at our existing plant. Mm-hmm. So that was, we're lucky we have enough area in that area. But if we didn't, we would work with Anna in identifying land. That's something that we work in connection with Anna. Mm-hmm. And in West Baton Rouge, we work with that entire team. That's what her connection with me is she brings everyone to the table in one room, whether it's the parish president, the mayor, any of the council, and we discuss any project ahead of time and figure out what the mechanics are, how we work it, what we do, how we can get it ahead. And that's what our collaboration is with Anna. She is the key to that.
We've got Rory DiNicola from ExxonMobil and Anna Johnson from the West Baton Rouge Chamber in studio with us, talking a little bit about partnerships and building and moving forward. Let's talk about some of the opportunities that are in front of us. Anna, you mentioned some new jobs might be on the way. Where do those jobs stem from?
Oh, gosh. Where do they stem from? I mean, from everywhere. I mean, anytime you put a new investment in a community, you've got to have the people and the manpower to make it happen. So, like Rory mentioned, they're kind of just tacking on to their their footprint that's already in West Baton Rouge. But, I mean, it was easy. Like, when she talks about the mechanics of it, mm-hmm. I think West Baton Rouge as a whole, like, there are a couple things that I think businesses know about us. And one is, you know, we have the port. And then we have the railroad, but also we're very industry friendly too. So like, come to us, like we want these projects. We want to say we were the first parish to get this, or we were the first parish that had the first resin facility for Exxon or whatever it may be. I mean, those are huge things to kind of put on your parish resume at the end of the day.
So. Okay, so the resin facility is actually what I wanted to talk about there.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I love, so ExxonMobil does a million different things, right?
Yes.
It's easy to get lost in the weeds of like this giant ExxonMobil, but the real life applications, I think, are where the fun comes out. We get to see y'all's products in real life, and more than just, you're not just pulling into a gas station or putting tires on your car. There are so many different applications of what ExxonMobil does. This new resin system manufacturing and packaging facility, this is going to put a lot out in the world.
Yes, yes. This resin is state of the art, and it's constantly being tested on new ways it can be used. And one of the exciting ones that I find that is so interesting is it can replace steel rebar. You can imagine. Wait. Yes. Exactly. It can replace.
It's strong?
That's how strong it is. And when it's heat resistant, wind resistant. It's doing wind turbines. So you can imagine in our Gulf of Mexico, out in the middle of the Gulf with hurricanes, how it can withstand that wind or withstand the heat, during our lovely summer that we're just starting. But yeah, this resin is state of the art. They are testing it in all the different new ways. But when they talked about that replacing steel rebar, I kind of had to pause for a second and think, wow, that is phenomenal that we can replace something and last so long. So you can imagine what the different things that they're testing that they can replace. I mean, electrical vehicle parts, construction, anti-corrosion coatings, the blades for the wind turbines. I mean, just it's unimaginable the things that they're replacing and testing on a daily basis.
We got Rory DiNicola and Anna Johnson in with us for a couple more minutes. Talk about some of the things going on at ExxonMobil. When you talk about the wind turbines and things like that, this is really an embracing of tomorrow's energy from the most tried and true that we've known, right?
Yes, yes, very much. We like to say, our CEO, Darren Woods, used this statement that we like to talk about. It's not an or, it's an and. So, yes, we are an oil and gas company. But we also will need that when we're moving into that energy transition space. Mm-hmm. So moving into these different types of space, these lighter energy transition, moving into these, checking out these new products, trying to replace this, do that, advanced recycling, this new resins replacing steel. This is where we're moving into the future, but oil and gas is still here to stay. So it's that and equation we talk about that we definitely have used, and we have used that everywhere. And I think everyone, all of our employees, and even Anna can probably say that equation with us. We're here to stay, and we're here to make sure that all of us can be here in the future. So this is just one of those different projects that we can bring.
Love it. It's evolution at its finest, really.
Yes, yes.
Adaptation more than evolution, to be sure. I got just a couple minutes left. Can we talk a little bit about activity in the community? I know we love talking jobs.
Yeah,
we
love
talking
about
our neighbors are employed.
Yes,
but
yes.
Making sure our community is taken care of as well.
No, we love work. I have to say our Port Allen Lubricants and Aviation Plant employees love being in the community. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting when we get a request from a school, request from a nonprofit in that area. I can always call that plant manager, any employee over there, and they're going to show up. We work with the schools. We had a really exciting project we did last year with Caneview with a book vending machine, I see your face. Yes. So we got a request for a book vending machine, something different for kids. If you know, literacy in our state is something that we are struggling with. And this is a neat, innovative way to get kids to pick out their own books. It's literally what it is. It's a vending machine that books are in. And they get either points or like fun little coins that they can go pick their book, and it comes out of the vending machine, and they get to own that book afterwards. And so, yes, I know. It's a very, very fun thing. I know. I can see your face, Brian.
Well, I've got this mental image of, like, a candy vending machine, you know, where
that's what it looks like.
Nine copies of Scott Fitzgerald.
It literally is that.
Great Gatsby and, like, the little coil rolls and the book falls. And I don't know. Is that where...
That's literally what it looks like. Okay. It's like a vending machine, and they put it, and these kids get to pick, and they're excited, and it brings that excitement of reading back to the classroom, and then they get to bring it to their house, and they get to own this book.
Yeah.
Different things like that, supporting teachers, you know, doing supply drives. We've always participated with the supply drives for back to school, and then doing career panels, science days, anything that we can do in the classroom.
Robotics.
Yes, robotics. Yeah, we do support those. I know Brulee has a really big robotics team that we've supported in the past. So anything that we can do to get our employees into the classroom, they love that.
It's on so many different fronts, and the robotics thing is amazing to me because this is all advancement since you and I were in school.
Oh, gosh,
this
yes.
is unheard of when you and I were in school.
I think we had them at your chamber event, didn't we?
Yeah, they came to one of our chamber events, but also, I mean, we have the Career Academy now that'll be done in the end of June. It was supposed to be done this month. It'll be finished being built at the end of June, I'm sorry. And all of our industry partners have been very integral in, like, providing, like, you know, equipment or teachers or, you know, whatever resources
into the curriculum.
Into the curriculum, because they know, okay, let's train these students, and then in 2 years when they graduate, we can poach them, and they've already got all the skills. We've already taught them everything they need to know to come into the workforce with us.
Yeah, that's going to be a fabulous facility.
Rory DiNicola, Anna Johnson, thank you all so much for
hopping
on board
this
morning. No, love the conversation with ExxonMobil being a partner on both sides of the river.